I was lonely and depressed, having fled the family home, when I met an old acquaintance I had only barely known. And I told her over tea of my worries and my woes, and a morbid fear of eating beans in tightly fitting clothes. And she said psychoanalysis was just the thing for me. And she knew a Mayfair analyst I really ought to see.
Ought to see, that he really ought to see.
So I went round to his rooms and he saw me right away. Though he asked a sum of money I could ill afford to pay. But I lay down on the couch by a bowl of flaccid flowers, and I talked and talked and talked and talked for hours and hours and hours. And he told me tales of Oedipus with great authority. And then he asked me if my mother wore stiletto heels and rubber, and I realized that this poor soul was more confused than me.
He was more confused than he.
Well, the shock was so profound that I fled into the Strand, where I saw a Hare Krishna group and joined in with the band. This was just the life for me, free of worldly goods and care. And I chanted and I ranted round and round to Trafalgar Square. I converted tens of thousands and they joined us then and there. But the bagman was so jealous that he called me overzealous, that he threw me out when I refused to cut off all my hair. Bloody cheek. So I wrote to Dr. Ruth, and she helpfully proposed I should join a nudist colony and throw away my clothes, or that sun upon my flesh would set my libido free and would guarantee much more of it, whatever it may be. But I didn't feel that I was quite equipped for such a life. Fair of skin just like my sisters, too much sun would give me blisters, so I think I'll turn the whole thing in and go home to the wife. Oh, she is a funny woman. She gets turned on by barbed wire. Yes, I'm gonna,